The following is an arrival address given by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 29th of July 1971 in Gainesville, Florida.
Sri Rupam Chakra Jatam.
See you chanting Mahamantra. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu predicted that in every village, town, county, and the surface of the globe, the Sankirtan movement will be spreading. So, we are very much obliged to you that in this remote place, which is thousands and thousands of miles away from Lord Chaitanya's birthplace, Navadvip, and you are carrying out to fulfill his desire, chanting Hare Krishna mantra. So, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the picture is there, assisted by four others, Panchatattva. Krishna appeared in five principles. That Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna himself. And Nityananda Prabhu is his immediate expansion. And Advaita Prabhu is incarnation. Gadadhar Prabhu is internal potency. And Shivas is the heading the least of his devotees. Shivas represents the marginal potency of Krishna. So, Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivashadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda means Krishna complete. Just like when we speak of a king, king does not mean king is alone. If somebody says the king is coming here, it is to be understood the king with his associates coming here. King does not come alone. Whenever the king goes, he goes with his secretary, minister, commander, and so many other people. King is never alone. There must be queen also, and queen's associates. Similarly, Krishna, the Supreme King, how he can be alone? He's not alone. He's always with his associates. Therefore you see Krishna's picture, Vrindavan picture. He is with his associates, a cowherd's boy, cowherd's girl, Krishna's father, Nanda Maharaj, mother, Yashoda. But Krishna is not alone. Supreme, any person, he cannot be alone. Just like we are here, we are not alone. We have so many friends, so many associates. So, person does not mean alone. Person means with associates. So this Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda, worshipping Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu means to worship him with his associates. Panchatattatmakam Krishna Bhakta Rupa Sarupakam. Krishna has appeared as a devotee. In the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna, the Supreme Lord, ordered that you give up all engagements, just surrender it, and I give you protection. But people sometimes misunderstood him. There are many so-called commentators on the Bhagavad Gita. They mislead people by giving some wrong commentation on Krishna. One big scholar in India, Dr. Radha Krishna, he gives comments on a verse where it's direct order of Krishna, Madvana Bhavamad Bhakta Madhya Jimana Namaskuru, that you become my devotee, always think of me, offer your obeisances unto me. But Radha Krishna comments in a different way. This obeisances is not to the person Krishna. You see, such a big scholar is misinterpreting, not to the person Krishna. So in this way, Bhagavad Gita, although widely read all over the world in all countries, they have been misled by improper commentary. So we are therefore trying to present Bhagavad Gita or Krishna as he is. And by the grace of Krishna, it is coming out successfully. For thousands of years, Bhagavad Gita was being read in foreign countries by big, big scholars, philosophers. But there was not a single devotee of Krishna. But we have started this movement not even 5 years old. We have got 60 branches and there are thousands and thousands of devotees. Why? The secret is that we have not cheated people. We have not adulterated. If you put something for sale in the market which is very pure, automatically you will get many customers. Automatically, because the thing is pure. If you sell pure milk just from the farm, there will be many hundreds of customers immediately. And if you sell adulterated, homogenized water mixed milk, the milk will be sold, but not very many customers, ordinarily. So anything pure will attract. That is natural. Pure love, pure foodstuff, anything pure. Pure gold, in economics also, it is said, bad money drives away good money. If you put bad money, just like nowadays, the currency is some papers, paper currency. So drives away good money means gold coins, they are not to be seen. There is economic law. As soon as you put bad money, the good money will vanish. So try to present Krishna as he is. People will be attracted. Because everyone has got Krishna's intimate relationship. We are all part and parcel of Krishna. Krishna says, Nami Vamsa Jiva Bhuta. All living entities, not only human being, other than human being, everyone, all living entities, they have got different bodies only according to their different desires and inclinations. Otherwise, every living entity, from beginning from Brahma down to an insect, a small ant, they are all living entities. And they are all parts and parcel of Krishna, or God. We are all part and parcel of God. Therefore, just like you are part and parcel of your parents, so there is some intimate relationship with your parents. It cannot be broken. Even if you are absent from home for many years, still, when you go home, meet your parents, the old relationship, affectionate father, mother and son, immediately you revive. It does not take much time, because the son was long, long away from father and he has come back, it takes another 100 years to establish the relation, no? As soon as the father and the son is together, the natural relationship immediately revives. Similarly, Krishna is the original father. God is the original father. We are all his sons. Somehow or other, we have left home. We try to enjoy material sense gratification. Krishna has given us full facility, but we are not happy. That is not possible. Because we are separated from our original position, therefore we cannot be happy. I give you one example. Just like this finger is the part and parcel of your body, or my body, your body. If this finger is separated from this body, it has no value. But if it is attached with this body, it has value. Similarly, we being part and parcel of God, Krishna, if we are detached from God, then we cannot be happy. That is a fact. There are many examples. Just like a baby, the part and parcel of the mother, crying. So many people trying to pacify the baby, taking on the lap, but still it is crying. But as soon as the baby is on the breast of the mother, immediately happy. Naturally, the baby knows, now I have come to the right place. Although it cannot speak, it cannot express, but on the natural position, as soon as realized. Therefore, Bhagavad Gita says, Brahma Bhuta Prasanna Atma. As soon as you become Brahma Bhuta, Brahma Bhuta means you are Brahma. Now your position is Jiva Bhuta, materially attached. That is called Jiva Bhuta. Materially dressed. Brahma, spirit soul, materially dressed. That is called Jiva Bhuta. Jiva Bhuta means struggle for existence. Manasasthani indriyani prakritisthani karshati. Prakritisthani, in the material nature, they are struggling hard for existence. Because that is artificial life. The same Jiva, when comes to Krishna consciousness, it is called Brahma Bhuta. Brahma realization, self realization, I am Krishna's. That is self realization. Just like the same child crying, I am now on the lap of my mother. It is happy. Similarly, when you come to Krishna consciousness, then you can become happy. Otherwise, go on crying for millions of years on different laps or different body. You cannot be happy. So this movement, Krishna consciousness movement, means making people directly in contact with the Supreme. Therefore immediately they are happy. I have got thousands of letters from my disciples. They are feeling so much obliged that we have got our life. We are hopeless. Actually that is the position. Without Krishna consciousness, we are all hopeless, confused. So, I am very happy to see so many nice boys and girls assembled here. So, take to this process. We have got sufficient literature, books, magazines, and the simple method is, if you do not read, suppose you are not educated, illiterate, cannot read, still you can reach Krishna. Bhakti, devotional service, is not dependent on any material condition. Because one man is very rich, he can get Krishna. No. Because one man is very poor, he cannot get Krishna. No, that's not right. Because one is Hindu or Indian, he can get Krishna, not others. No, that is also not. Krishna is unconditionally for everyone. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Sarva Jodishu Kaunta. Otherwise, how can he be God? If he is a Hindu God, that's like they describe in the dictionary, that Krishna a Hindu God. That is nonsense. Krishna is for everyone. Krishna does not say that I am a Hindu God. But these rascals say Krishna is a Hindu God. This is going on. You see in the Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Sarva Jodishu Kaunteya, and all species of life, Sambhavanti Murtaja, there are as many different forms of life. Tasar Mahajani, Brahma, their mother is this material nature. And I am their seed-giving father. Krishna says that. So how can Krishna can be Indian or Hindu or this or that? No. Krishna is for everyone. And the proof is that 5 years ago in the Western countries, nobody knew what is Krishna, how they are taking Krishna in so loving attitude. This is the proof that Krishna is for everyone. And everyone is for Krishna. Try to understand this philosophy. Don't be misled. It is not a sectarian religion. It is the fact. Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti Saddha Kohunaya. The author of Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj, he says, Nitya Siddha Krishna Bhakti. Krishna Bhakti, our love for Krishna is eternal fact. Everyone has got love for Krishna. Now, somewhere or other, it is covered. So that has to be awakened. They say covered fire. Sometimes fire is covered by the ashes, and if you fan over the fire and put some new charcoal, again the fire becomes very bright. Similarly, somehow or other, our love for Krishna is covered by this material designation. I am American, I am Christian, I am Hindu, I am Muslim, I am this, I am that. These are all ashes. The fire is the spirit soul. So if you rightly fan it over, and you'll see very soon the fire will come out at it. How fanning? Savanadi Suddha Chitte. If you kindly hear about Krishna, Suddha Chitta, without any embarrassment, without being biased to something else. Suddha Chitta. If you then Krishna consciousness or love for Krishna will automatically awake, simply by hearing. And that is happening. What we are doing? We are chanting everywhere, Hare Krishna. And people are coming by hearing. We are not bribing them that you take some money and become a member of the Krishna Club. Rather, they are paying. So how it is happening? Unless that Krishna consciousness within him. Try to understand that. Everyone, it doesn't matter where he is born, what he is, what profession is now, whatever he may be. Simply, if he hears about Krishna, just like after very, very long time, if you hear something which was very intimately known to you, you immediately become attracted. Oh, that sound is again coming. Similarly, Krishna is our original father. As soon as we hear about Krishna, naturally we shall be inclined to hear about him more and more. So the more we hear, the more we become advanced in Krishna consciousness. And more our life becomes successful. And then we go back to home, back to Godhead. This is the process. So I'm very glad that you have so many boys and girls taking interest in Krishna consciousness. So please come here, you have got a very nice place to discuss about Krishna. Try to understand Krishna through philosophy, through science, through your intelligence, not that blindly, and you will be surely understanding what is Krishna. And as soon as you understand Krishna, your life is successful, you become happy in this life, and if you execute properly Krishna consciousness, the next life you go immediately to Krishna for eternal blissful life of knowledge. Satchidananda Vigraha. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita, Janma Karma Me Dibbam Jo Janati Tapto. Anyone who knows me, in fact, in truth, the result is Takta Deham Punar Janma Naiti. That person, after giving up this body, he never comes again to this material world. This material world, so long we have got desire to enjoy this material world. Krishna will give you different body. As you like, you can have your body in America, you can have your body in China, you can have your body in Russia or in the moon planet, wherever you like. You simply desire and it will be fulfilled in your next life. Desire means if you strongly desire till the point of your death, the next life you are going to get. That is nature's arrangement. So why should we desire for any other life? We should desire to go back to Krishna. Takta deham punarjanmayati. Then you will not get any material body. Then punarjanmayati, he does not get this material body, then what happens to him? Mamayati. He comes to me. Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita. And as soon as we go there, you become associate of Krishna in so many loving relationship. You can serve Krishna passively as Vrindavan land, as tree, as water, so many, as flowers, as fruits. This is called Shantaras. And next, you can serve Krishna. If you like to serve Krishna, then you can serve, become servant. The next, you can become friend of Krishna as a boyfriend, a girlfriend. Next, you can become father and mother of Krishna and Jasoda, Nanda Maharaj. They are serving Krishna, accepting Krishna as their son. Because the son is served. Son takes service from the parents. So devotees, they do not like to accept Krishna as father. They would like to have Krishna as their son. Father means to exact. Father, give me this. Mother, give me this. To take service and to accept God as son means give service. So devotees, they want to give service only. They do not want in exchange from Krishna anything. That is pure love. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's teaching is like that. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, na dhanangana janangana sundarim kavitangva jagadisha kama. My dear Lord, I do not want from you any amount of riches, dhanam, janam, any number of followers. Na dhanang na janang na sundarim kavita, not very nice, beautiful, attractive wife. I do not want all these things, because materially we want all these things. All these people are struggling very hard. What for? For riches. Money, money. Where is money? Where is money? And then, as soon as he has got some money, then he wants to be minister or president or governor. Janam, and followers, there will be so many followers. La dhananga janam. And very beautiful wife or husband, persons getting this. These things are wanted for materially ambitious people. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, I don't want all these things. He's teaching. Na dhanam, na janam, na sundarim kavitangva jagadisaka. Then what for? Mamo janmani, janmani shari, bhavata bhakti rahitaki. I simply want that I may take my birth anywhere, it doesn't matter. But let me become your servant. Let me become your devotee. That is the aspiration of pure devotee. So as soon as we shall require any material things, the Krishna will give us opportunity. But that is not very good proposal. In the material life, either you are very rich man or demigod, or in the higher planetary system, or as insect or in lower person, anywhere, the threefold miseries of material existence, there must be. Every intelligent man should be aspiring for Krishna only and should be satisfied as Krishna likes him to do. That's all. This is Krishna consciousness movement. Try to understand, get to eat, he'll be happy. That is our problem. So if anyone has got some question, you can ask.
Do you have any questions? It seems that most of the devotees are young people, are persons under 30, under 25. Why is this so? Why hasn't the movement spread? Is this a deliberate thing, or why do you feel it hasn't spread to parents or to older people?
Why the young people go to the university? Why in the university you'll find all the students are young boys and girls? Why?
That's the age of Krishna.
That is the age of Krishna consciousness. Old fools, they cannot change their opinion.
Why just in the last 5 years?
Because they have got now. Before this there was no such thing. Now they have got it, they are coming.
Were you trying before then?
No, before there was no such movement in your country.
I know, but why did you
decide? So now they have got the thing, they are wanting it, and they have got it, they are coming.
How do you develop a service attitude?
By service. In the material world, if you give service, you become tired. But in transcendental world, if you give service, you more become enthusiastic. Yes, more service. That is happening. I do not pay these boys, rather they pay me and they engage the service. They pay and serve. And the material earned, as soon as you stop payment, there is no service. Why? Because they, by serving Krishna, they get transcendental pleasure. So, the more you engage yourself in the service of the Lord, the more you become enthusiastic. There is no question of becoming tired. Yes, I am an old man. I have come from India. My age is 76 years. So, still I am enthusiastic. Still I am going everywhere, all over the world. Why? Krishna's service is so nice. Even old man like me, he gets energy. So why? And that's also without any salary. So Krishna's service is so nice that you try to engage yourself more and more. And then you get more and more Krishna consciousness, more enthusiasm. This is spiritual, this is spiritual. Ahituki apratihata. This service cannot be checked by any material condition. That I have already explained. Other service, material service will be checked by material conditions. But transcendental loving service of Krishna will never be checked by any material condition. That is the test.
Yes, Krishna was recognized other types of service to human beings, like the way of social teaching.
This is the best service to human being, to make them Krishna conscious.
Is there women movement for other persons who are indirectly serving Krishna rather than chanting Krishna?
No, the process is just like if you pour water on the root of the tree, the water is distributed to the leaf, branches, twigs, and they remain fresh. But if you water on the leaf only, the leaf will also dry and the tree will also dry. If you put your foodstuff on the stomach, then the energy will be distributed to your finger, to your hairs, to your nails and everywhere. And if you take foodstuff in the hand and do not put in the stomach, it will be useless waste. So all this humanitarian service are being wasted because there is no Krishna consciousness. They are trying in so many ways to serve the human society, but they are all being frustrated and useless attempt because there is no Krishna consciousness. And if people are trained to become Krishna conscious, then automatically everyone will be happy. Anyone who will join, anyone who will hear, anyone who will cooperate, everyone will be happy. So our process is natural process. You love God, and if you actually expert in loving God, naturally we love everyone. Just like Krishna consciousness person, because he loves God, he loves the animals also. He loves birds, beasts, everyone. But so-called humanitarian love means the loving of human being, but the animals have been killed. Why they do not love the animals? Because imperfect. But a Krishna conscious person will never kill an animal or give trouble to animal life. That is universal love. If you love only your brother and sister, that is not universal love. Universal love means you love everyone. That universal love can be developed by Krishna consciousness, not by otherwise.
I know some of the devotees have had to sever relationships, so to speak, with their material world parents, and it gives them some degree of grief because their parents don't understand. And what do you tell them to kind of...
Well, a boy who is in Krishna consciousness, he is giving the best service to his parents, families, countrymen, society. Without being Krishna conscious, what service they are giving to their parents? Mostly they are separated. But as Prahlad Maharaj was a great devotee and his father was a great non-devotee, so much so that his father was killed by Nrisimhadev, but Prahlad Maharaj, when he was ordered by the Lord to take some benediction, he said that, "I am not a merchant, sir, that by giving you some service I will take some return. Please excuse me." Nrisimhadev was very much satisfied. Here is a pure devotee. But the same pure devotee requested the Lord, "My Lord, my father was atheist and he has committed so many offenses. So I beg that my father may be liberated." And Nrisimhadev said, "Your father is already liberated because you are his son. In spite of all his offenses, he is liberated because you are his son. Not only your father, but your father's father, his father, have to save the generation. They are all liberated." So if a Vaishnava appears in a family, he liberates not only his father, but his father, his father, his father, in that. But that is the best service to the family, to become Krishna conscious. Actually it has happened. One of my students, Kartikeya, his mother was so much fond of society that usually when he wanted to see his mother, mother said, "Sit down, I'm going to the dancing party." That was the relationship. Still, because this boy is Krishna conscious, he was talking of Krishna to his mother many times. At the time of death, the mother asked the son, "Where is your Krishna? Is he here?" And immediately she died. That means at the time of death she remembered Krishna and immediately she was delivered. That is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Jang jang bhapi smaran loke tajatanti kalevaram. At the time of death, if one remembers Krishna, then life is successful. So this mother, on account of this son, Krishna consciousness son, she got liberated without actually coming into Krishna consciousness. So this is the benefit.
Children of the devotees now, most of the devotees will soon be having children.
They will be also Krishna conscious. We are maintaining, raising all these children. There are so many children in our society.
I'm sorry.
We have got their school. We are preparing special school study books for them. We are taking care of them nicely.
I wondered, are you sending them or do you advocate sending them through secular schools or are you having them...
No. We admit without application. There is no need of application. You please come and stay with us. That's all. Mm-hmm. Our door is open. We are rather appealing to the person, "Please come." In ordinary institution you have to put your application, when it is sanctioned, then you are admitted. We are canvassing, "Please come, please come, please come." Still they are not coming.
Exactly what I meant. I just wondered if you've made arrangements with the governments and communities.
Yes, we are trying for that.
It's still underway now.
To get our institution in New Vrindavan, the government has said that you make such and such building,
So we have no money, but still we are trying. As soon as the government conditions are fulfilled, then we will get government cooperation also. That's all.